On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg reaches a high of 27 degrees this afternoon, Pretoria 29 and Polokwane 30 degrees. The Madlanga Commission will end the year under a dark cloud with the apparent assassination of one of its own witnesses. The man who was shot and killed yesterday has now been confirmed as Witness D, who previously testified before the commission. He has further been identified as Marius van der Merwe. Anastasi Mokgobo reports.
Van der Merwe testified anonymously in November, known at the time as Witness D. He detailed allegations of a murder cover-up involving suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkhwanazi and several private security companies. Acting Gauteng Police Commissioner Fredu Khumalo told the media that Van der Merwe was gunned down outside his home in Brakpan in full view of his wife.
The wife was not hurt. Only two shots were fired. The people that were in the house confirmed the same.
Kekana says preliminary findings, including CCTV footage, point to a white Nissan NP200 fitted with a canopy. Anastasi Mokgobo for Jacaranda Newswatch.
Meanwhile, National Police Commissioner Fani Masemola will today brief Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga on investigations into the apparent assassination of Witness D outside his house last night. Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says Masemola will discuss efforts to enhance safety and security measures for all role players at the Madlanga Commission of Inquiry.
General Masemola has ordered the Nat Joints co-chair, Lieutenant General Tebelo Mosekidi, to urgently convene a Nat Joints meeting over the weekend to discuss and look at ways of improving and or enhancing the safety and security of commission officials as well as all witnesses.
The Minister of Basic Education, Sevuwe Gwagube, has concluded a constructive engagement with the French business community in South Africa held earlier this week. The meeting formed part of Gwagube's drive to build strategic partnerships and attract private sector support to strengthen the basic education system amid fiscal constraints. The minister outlined key priorities, including improving foundational learning, expanding early childhood development, and enhancing skills pathways across all school phases.
The minister reaffirmed the investment in early childhood development and how it yields the highest long-term returns for South Africa's human capital development, and underscored the pivotal role that the private sector can play in strengthening the establishment, maintenance, and quality of early childhood development centers.
And moving abroad, further heavy rain threatened Indonesia's flood-ravaged island of Sumatra earlier today, with a warning that the death toll could climb beyond 883 because of starvation. A chain of tropical storms and monsoonal rains has pummeled Southeast and South Asia, triggering landslides and flash floods in the region. About 1,770 people have been killed in natural disasters unfolding across Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Thailand, and Vietnam since last week. View these and other stories at jacarandafm.com. I'm Elsa Esterhuizen and back with your next bulletin at 9.